And now on the Continuous Call Team, the Sunday Cover-Up.
We are on a chocolate eye. I've had the rocky road here from Max and Boone. Lucky David's not here. So, Boone, I've known David since he was a boy.
50 years, in fact.
I've known him since he was 4 foot high. In fact, he's still 4 foot high.
I didn't know David was in chocolates now.
And Max Walker, he was a great fastball.
Oh, I thought that's what you were about to say. Oh, yes, Levy, two great cricketers combining to produce chocolate.
Well, the great Walker. David's not here.
I think I'm a mummy's boy. I go home every Friday just to say g'day to mum and dad.
Well,
and
that's good.
Have a sleep. And but she irons my shirt.
I just had to say, take the clothes home to get them washed, then get them ironed. Piggy still does.
I was going to say, that sounds like normal to me.
Can you just expand on why you think you're a mummy's boy?
Well, no, just...
Can you tell me...
What about when you went for your nap?
Did you tell me...
James, what about when you went for your nap?
That she tucked you into bed. Yes no, or no?
That's not how it happened.
Well,
hold on.
How old are you?
It was a bit cold. I wanted one more blanket.
So she brought a blanket. Did you have your thumb in your mouth and holding on to another blanket? Like the little silver. Nice bit running your fingers up and down
you
the blanket.
You had a little rattle as well.
Found a couple of dummies in the bed. She tucked you in. That's just amazing.
I've been hypnotised. Yeah, I sort of snapped out of it. Do you remember Jovan Clark? That's I remember waking up
that night.
And I was hugging him on the floor.
That's just like, a normal Saturday night, isn't it?
Didn't seem any different to me. That's how I wake up on a Sunday morning.
He's lucky to get away with just a hug. David doesn't eat chocolate with peanuts in it.
Well, there's a very good reason for that, Daryl. This great man to my right has been calling rugby league for over 40 years, and he knows the risks of getting nuts stuck in your throat.
Nothing worse than getting nuts stuck in your throat.
You know what I mean, you
Levy!
Idiot. You idiot.
In 1958, we used to play cricket in the back lane and we'd soak the balls in boiling water. They couldn't handle the spray and they couldn't handle the spin. And then we'd come in for dinner and the old man would come home pissed and he'd get a cane out the wardrobe and he'd flog our ass.
Wait, were the good old days.
We might leave you there.
Bob's a regular segment every week. Those were the days.
You know what? Bob's blow up. Yui do some great deals, so have a look at Yui's website and get
I'll
on board with
Yui
insurance.
Yui should.
Yui, you're an idiot. Erin was there and she had a red top with a red jacket on, but I think the little button was annoying you
it
a little bit.
It was puckering a little bit.
I hate when the buttons pucker.
Don't and you then, hate it?
And then
try being my jeans.
A lady from wardrobe came in and took the red jacket off and put a black jacket on. I think the red jacket's better, and sent her the message. And then she responded saying, what are you, a fashion expert? And then 5 minutes later, the black one was gone, the red one was back on. I said, I rest my case. I think you'll find I am a fashion expert. In fact, I'm the only model on this great show.
Well, actually, no, I did modelling when I was 19. No.
That was a long time ago.
How?
You're not a current
you?
Model.
How do you
you're
know?
Old news when it comes to modelling.
Your comeback when he said your modelling days were a long time ago, you should have said, oh, his footballing days were even further.
Ah, there you go. Colin, do you know what? I need help with my jokes, clearly. So if you could just text them through every day,
that was
be
good,
brilliant.
Cole. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll give you a phone number. You can text her regularly.
That'd be great.
Directly.
I can have my own field press.
I'll try to do that.
What are some of the weird and wonderful clubs out there that you can join on social media? Yes, Pig?
How to be a good wife or husband club.
Right.
The I will never leave my husband for any reason club. Right. How to love your spouse club.
Right.
I'm thinking of joining this one. Mm. How to keep your partner happy club.
Could you learn and then tell all of us?
You read out some of what they say.
No.
Could you send that to Sean?
It's got 23,000 members
wow.
in it.
Not a weird, but it's a wonderful club. The Camp Oven Cooking Club. How to clean your camp oven, how to maintain it, everything. Mm. Yeah, just a bit of oil and, you know, a gentle rub.
Everyone loves some oil and a gentle rub.
Oh, Rusty.